This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking with Florence Ann Romano. She is known as the Windy City Nanny from Chicago, and she has written a fantastic book called Nanny and Me, and she's also working on another book. And she's talking to us today about transitions in nannies. But, you know, I also want to talk to you about what do you do? I had a friend actually ask me to ask you this question.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. What do you do when you have done everything right in terms of setting up the nanny to be on the same page as you in terms of values, and you see the nanny following through in the proper way, but your kids just are not listening to the nanny or just are not respecting what the nanny's doing as they are respecting you, let's say, on, you know, when you're saying these same things, you're arming the nanny with all the tools, and you're empowering the nanny with the child, and you're saying, you know, this is how it's going to go. But the child, just when you're not there, is just not falling into line.
Well, children generally like to push the limits, like to test their limits and see what they can get away with, especially when their parents aren't around. I've seen it firsthand. You know, the kids, you know, think that they can eat all the junk food in the world that they want when the nanny's around and the parents aren't, and it's just a free-for-all. And kids are going to try that. And I can understand your friend being concerned, because all she wants is this nanny to be an extension of her. And my definition of a nanny is the parent's eyes, ears, and heart. That's what the nanny is. And so I would suggest to sit down, the parents sit down with the children and say exactly those words to the children if they're old enough to understand them, that, you know, this person is there in mommy's absence and daddy's absence to make sure that they are protected and they are loved and that they are having wonderful adventures and so much fun. And they can have that fun as long as they're also listening, as long as they are doing what mom and dad would expect them to do. So I think it's perfectly appropriate to put those expectations on the children and say, you know, hey, you know, mom and dad expect you to act a certain way. And when, you know, so-and-so is with you, you know, the same rules apply. And don't think that you're not going to get in trouble if you don't do it. You know, threatening, it works. And I know it's just the way it is. And it might seem so super simple, but I would tell your friend that, hey, if they don't follow what's going on, then there are going to be certain, you know, ramifications for that. And there might be grounding. There might be, you know, things that are taken away from them. They need to know that this person needs to be respected. And the truth is, children will respect that person, that nanny, if the nanny is going to earn that respect and that security from the children. So I always recommend to the nannies that are having a difficult time with the children during this transition that you customize your relationship with each of them. Really find out who they are, what makes these kids tick, what's important to them, and start to develop those bonds where they do start to trust you. And then as soon as that happens, the behavior will follow.
I agree with that. And, you know, something that I've noticed is because I've had the same person in my life and my kids' lives, she's a member of the family to us. We, you know, it's been 6 years now. And what I've noticed is that because we're in such a great rhythm and, you know, and I come and she goes and all of that, that sometimes I forget to check in with her about some of the things that are changing as the kids are getting older and things that I want them to be transitioning to doing, like changing their chores up and, you know, certain things that I want to make sure get touched on before, you know, I get home you know, it's probably smart to set some type of timetable or some type of schedule for checking in with your nanny. Yeah.
I love that you mentioned that, Bettina, because, you know, the parenting doesn't stop just at the nanny, and that's my number one rule, is just because you have a nanny or a caretaker doesn't mean your role as the parent is over. And there are some homes where that is the case, where the nanny is there and they're really going to be doing a lot of the raising of this child. And I am not here to shame families, you know, for what they do in their home. The nanny is there to take care of the children and make that work. So whatever the case is in your family, then that's fine for you. But in terms of what the nanny should be doing with the child. There are so many different milestones that kids are going to hit at different times. And you, the parents, still want to be involved in that. And you also have expectations for your children as they get older and things, skills that you want them to be proficient in, or you want them to practice. I mean, manners and please and thank yous, and even if it's potty training or anything like that, the nanny is an extension of those things that need to be happening at home in your absence. So you're right. Speaking to your nanny about the things that are important to you at this, at the milestone times that they're going to be important, you should be doing. And maybe that's as easy as you sit down almost like kind of like a business. Like once a quarter, you're going to sit down with your nanny and you're going to go out to lunch or dinner and you're going to talk about where the kids are and what's going on in their lives. And they have a different view of the children and what's going on in the home than you do, because sometimes they're seeing things that you're not. And it's not to make you feel guilty ever, ever, ever. It's supposed to just be another set of eyes on your children. So yes, definitely sit down with your nanny and talk about the things that you want to make sure they're working on. Sometimes that's education. I always tell families, education is a completely loaded word. It means something different to every single family. Sometimes education means just working on math and science and flashcards and workbooks. Other families are like, no, it's not just what happens in the classroom. It's going to theater. It's going to the zoo. It's doing things that are stimulating them in a different way. And do you want the nanny to be involved in that? So yes, definitely sit down with your nanny and have these conversations about what you want your child doing during the course of that year and how your nanny can help reinforce that.
Such great advice. We're going to be back with more with Florence San Romano right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.